You know, we have been working with an Uptown group, and I guess you know Slim Coleman and that group of white Appalachian, and with the West Side, and some of the politicians on the West Side have been very disturbed about it, you know. But we know that that kind of a coalition that can really do be effective tool in the city. And if we began to look at what the have-nots, you know, if we can get white and black to look at what we do not have, and that we have to work together, you know, to unfold it. One of the things that we were doing, I've organized our area into 10 block areas and named our own ward committeemen over each one of that 10 block area. You know, we have our community ward committeemen. And at our block club convention, we hope to officially swear them in as our community ward committeemen and use the same style as your city council is using. If we don't get the goods and service from the elected officials, our ward committeemen has got to be responsible and accountable to that 10 block area to come up with the services. Hopefully in the next few years that when the time comes that we will be able to select and elect our own. And I think that's very key. And I think it can be done. It's hard work, but we've got to take the time to educate the people as to
so
what
it comes
we
down
do.
Doesn't it come down again, this question of the neighborhood and the awareness? Well, this is a question, is it not, of black groups and community groups, of that people have more in common. And this applies, of course, to old-time Chicagoans. I say old-time, I'm talking about ethnic groups, of course, the old-time blacks here too, but the ethnic groups, blacks, Latinos, the Appalachian whites, that there's far more in common among them, and then they come back to the old subject again, it's the divide and conquer. We have about, this is silly to say, 5 minutes or so around. One round, just a thought perhaps from Dick, and then comments from each of you. Dick has something at work, Simpson, on the 44th Ward, the Ward Assembly. Perhaps a briefly description of that as a representative ward.
Well, we have two institutions of neighborhood government that have been in existence now, the Ward Assembly for 4 years, and the second, the Community Zoning Board, for 2 years. Ward Assembly has elected representatives from each precinct in the ward, two from each precinct and two alternates, and one elected representative from each community organization in the ward. And these approximately 200 delegates meet with me once a month, and in that town hall meeting to which any citizen of the ward can come, we discuss issues, and they can mandate by a two-thirds vote my vote in city council. They can cause me to introduce legislation like the anti-redlining legislation, or they can worry about specific service delivery like curbs or trees or whatever it is that we have in the way of service problems. And they can mandate that we undertake programs in the ward which don't require legislation. We frequently do drives for food to handle hunger problems in our ward. We have a ward fair once a year that 3,000 people attend. And we have a variety of programs which are carried out by the ward assembly. So the ward assembly acts as, in essence, a legislature for the neighborhood, and we're able to come together with quite diverse groups and quite diverse individual opinions and fashion a common program which we think will serve the 44th Ward of Lakeview best, and I'm mandated to then carry out those programs, and with the support of that many citizens, we're usually able to prevail. Secondly, because zoning is the source of most graft in the city of Chicago, we created several years ago a community zoning board made up of seven residents of the ward, residents and business people, from each live in different census tract in the ward, and we have a public hearing on every zoning matter. Not only zoning matters, which are just simply matters that someone is coming in for a zoning change, we also have planning meetings to replan sections of the community. We've heard 23 cases in the last 2.5 years. We have never been reversed by the downtown zoning agencies, either the City Council or the Board of Appeals. We have had such massive cases as downzoning the entire lakefront so that no new high-rises can be built in Lakeview, or only very few. We've had very minor cases like Ma and Pa grocery stores as to whether they should be there. I think it's a tribute to the ability of the local board and the local hearing to come up with wise decisions and then to muster sufficient persuasiveness and clout to be able to force it through
as a
public process.
Like, as you're saying, it occurs to me, I don't think the people of the 44th Ward are any more intelligent, any more brighter than the people of the 1st Ward, the 2nd Ward, or Mrs. Keene's Ward, Eddie Verdoliak's Ward. This is what we're talking about, isn't it?
Mm-hmm,
as we're saying
right.
Goodbye, Nancy, your thoughts on this and city and
Well, I've followed Alderman Simpson. In fact, we get all his literature, so we do a lot of things that he's doing because we formed an indirect coalition already. And we hope that that in that same direction that we're going to get leadership from his ward to help us to get it together as well as... and it's going to be much harder than your ward because of the black domination that has happened for over the years. But we'll be working at it, and Dick, we're certainly going to need your help.
Len Dupre, it's also...
Well, I'd say the city has tremendous vitality. WFMT is one small example, one illustration. We have a greater interest in Chicago in bringing an end to discrimination and segregation than in supporting it. We deserve a better city government than we're getting. We should work for it. And if we have to take the long view, as Dick Simpson eloquently said a few minutes ago, we should take the long view. But indefatigably, we should work to get something better for a great city than we've been handed.
Let's call this round one. And obviously, this is without end. So let's call this round one of an inside-outside view of our city by three people. Len Dupre, for so many years, Alderman Fifth Ward, here and still involved very much indeed, particularly in matters concerning labor. Dick Simpson, independent Alderman, 44th Ward, and Nancy Jefferson, executive director. We haven't talked about police spying still going on, too. I assume they'll be taking this down, having it in the files, too. Perhaps this has been taken down, destroyed.
They probably have these kinds of remarks on all of us from previous meetings. There will be not much new for the file this time.
And Nancy Jefferson, Midwest director of the executive director of Midwest Community Organization. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.